Dr. John Green, who's been with me for over 20 years here on The Morning Show with terrific political insight, joining us live right now. And John, we're down the home stretch. What do we got? Less than 2 weeks to go for this election. Polls are polls, but it's interesting to see what they're saying this time of year. What are the latest polls saying pertaining to this presidential election?
Well, you know, it couldn't be any tighter. If you look at the most recent polls, the polls as of, you know, this morning, you really have to think about two different things. There's sort of the national polls, you know, what are Americans thinking all over the country? But then you have to look at the key battleground states, the six or seven states that will determine who wins the Electoral College. And what we see this morning is that in terms of the national polls, Vice President Harris is a little bit ahead, but if you average the polls, it's less than 1% ahead. Mm. Wow, that's close. And then, but if you look at the battleground states and add them up, Donald Trump's ahead, also by less than 1%. And, of course, a lot of this is what pollsters call within the margin of error, which is to say that we can't have a lot of confidence in any one of those numbers because it's so, so close that the difference could be just caused by random error. So anyway, as of today, this race could go either way.
And of course, the Electoral College votes are so important, as well as the personal voting. And we saw that, 8 years ago with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. What are the Electoral College votes saying?
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, there are only really six or seven states. I mean, you can get into an argument as, you know, exactly which states are on the list, but there are not very many of them. And, of course, the state of Pennsylvania is the one that everybody's paying a lot of attention to because it's the largest of the battleground states. It has 19 electoral votes. And, you know, some of those states show Trump ahead. In fact, the most recent polls show him ahead in all of those states, but in many of the states by a very small margin in the averages, like 0.1% in Wisconsin. So, you know, those states are really what's going to determine the outcome. It's possible, though, given the way these things work, that the Electoral College won't actually be that close. I mean, imagine that one candidate or the other sweeps the battleground states. Then it could be whatever happens in terms of the personal vote, it could be a pretty big win in the Electoral College. But if the candidates split up the battleground states, some for Trump, some for Harris, then it could be very, very close in the Electoral College as well.
In regards to the polls, John, let me ask you this. How have they changed with Kamala Harris now running with Tim Walz as opposed to Biden from a few months back? Have you seen the needle, move a little bit in the D's direction since that announcement was made or not?
Oh, I think it has. You know, if you go back to the fateful debate between Biden and Trump back in June, before that, Biden was in most poll averages was a little bit ahead of Trump. It was close, but he was a little bit ahead. And then, of course, that debate did not go well for President Biden. You know, the polls went more towards Trump, not by huge margins, but more in the Trump direction. And then, of course, Biden withdrew. Harris came in, and there was a lot of excitement, particularly on the Democratic side, about having her, and then a really good convention, a Democratic National Convention. And so, in a sense, by Labor Day, we had returned to where the situation was back before the unfortunate debate between Biden and Trump. Now, since then, it's really been pretty even. Some weeks, Harris is a little bit ahead in the polls and in certain states. Some weeks, Trump is a little bit ahead in some states and overall. And the last few days, it seems to have been going in Trump's direction. But hold on to your hat. That could change next week, right? This is a very, very volatile election.
Well, this is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. You mentioned one of the states, battleground states, being Pennsylvania. Last night, town hall meeting, Kamala Harris was there. The former president, Donald Trump, declined to go there. But in that town hall meeting, the vice president was called to task a couple of times. I know you were covering this. How did the town hall meeting go for Kamala Harris last night?
You know, I think it went fairly well, probably not as well as she would like. But I do think she was able to clarify some of the points that that pollsters have discovered that many voters still have questions about. But she did face some pretty tough questions. And, you know, we'll see how that played out. She may, in my judgment, she did a little better than she's done in some of the previous interviews over the last few weeks. Suggests that, you know, she's learning one of the most difficult things in the world, which is how to be a presidential candidate.
So, John, let's go the last couple of weeks, because the two candidates have obviously turned up the knob a little bit. And let's go, first of all, we spent some time talking about Kamala Harris. Let's go to Donald Trump. Let's talk about his direction the last couple of weeks and what you've seen from him, and has it been effective?
Well, you know, Donald Trump has an ability to get media attention, and we've seen some really good examples of that. Some of those things have worked really well for him. For instance, his campaign event, some would call it a campaign stunt, where he went and worked at McDonald's in Philadelphia for a shift. And, you know, I think that got him a lot of attention, a lot of positive attention. You know, some of the things he said on the campaign trail, you know, particularly when he gets into his very aggressive mode, I don't think are helping him, because they simply remind people, even people who basically agree with him on policy, they remind them of what they don't like about him, right, which is this really contentious, aggressive style. You know, if you look at the opinions on issues, Trump has a path to win, and that is to emphasize inflation and immigration. Now, inflation's down, but it's cumulative, and people are still feeling the bite of higher prices, particularly on things like rent and food and gasoline. And then, of course, the immigration situation is a difficult one for the Democrats and a real advantage for Trump. The problem is he has a real hard time sticking to the script. You know, he improvises. Sometimes it works for him, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, to really nail this thing down, he really needs to be disciplined and to stick to those key issues for the next few days.
Have you heard from the former president, Donald Trump, about policies that he would put into place that, one, you kind of say, hey, that might work, I like that idea? Because you're right, sometimes he gets off the script and his temper or his aggressive personality gets the better of it. I think some people want to hear what his ideas and policy ideas are. What have you heard, John?
Well, you know, there are a few ideas that I think appeal to a lot of people, even people who probably won't vote for him. For instance, tighter border security, reinstating some of the policies that he had when he was president, such as the idea that refugees needed to remain in Mexico. We did this with the cooperation. U.S. government does the cooperation with the Mexican government until they're vetted. So those, I think, are some ideas that are appealing to people. At the same time, you know, he's talking about mass deportations. Even he has admitted that's really fraught with peril. You know, you could create a lot of trouble by trying to do that. I think on the inflation front, the you know, he's made some interesting arguments about reducing government regulations, about giving tax credits to a lot of lower income people who are suffering, and a really interesting argument to not tax tips. You know, every server at every restaurant I've been to in the last several weeks thinks that's a great idea. So, but you know, one of the big problems with inflation is, you know, the disconnect between the amount of money circulating and the amount of goods being produced. And in the short run, it is extremely difficult to alter either of those things. And I'm not sure that Trump has articulated a particularly persuasive argument on that front.
With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science, University of Akron. So let's flip it a little bit. Kamala Harris, the last couple of weeks, what have you heard from her and her direction, and has she been effective? She's going to try to get a lot of those voters who are going to sit on their hands a couple of months ago. She needs to get them to the polls.
Certainly, I think that's true. And I think really what's turning out to be a really big issue for the Democrats, and I think Vice President Harris has exploited this very effectively, is the issue of abortion. And, of course, that's a very controversial fraud issue. But there's, in this election, the polls are showing a huge gender gap. Women just really strongly support Vice President Harris. Well, it's partly because she's a woman. Men strongly support Donald Trump. So there's just a huge difference by gender. But I think the abortion issue has played in very well with her. And it's not just women who support somewhat more lenient views on abortion rather than strict issues. I think she's also made some strong cases for reining in, you know, some of the corporations and some of the policies they have. You know, she's talked a good bit about a series of special programs to help people, for instance, buy a house, of first-time house buyers, and also to help take care of children, you know, the child credit, tax credit, those types of ideas. I think what's missing in the Harris campaign, if I were to critique it from the outside, and yeah. I'm completely on the outside, is she hasn't yet quite articulated her vision for what the country would be like if she had the opportunity to be president. She's getting close, but I don't think she's quite nailed down that yet. And that could really help her if she could accomplish it.
John, let me ask you this, and it's kind of the elephant in the room, and you've touched on it a little bit. You have a female running for the president of the United States against a very aggressive male. She's also a black female running for the president of the United States. How big of a factor is that when you go across with a broad stroke across the United States?
Well, I think those differences on gender, race, and ethnicity are a really important part of American politics today. They're not always at the forefront, but they're always in the background. And I think that's a really big issue. And now, some people are very explicit about it. They would like to see a woman in the White House. Some people are very explicit about it. They don't trust a woman in the White House. But I think for most voters, it's not that clear cut. It's not that simple. It's just part of the background. And people tend to factor those things into their vote one way or another. And I think one of the reasons this election is so contentious, not the only reason, but one reason is that the voters are engaged in those very deep disputes across our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, John's going to be on with us. We got less than 2 weeks to go. We're going to recap this thing the day after election, and we'll get Dr. Green's insight for sure heading down the stretch drive of this whole thing in, what, about 11 days or so. It should be interesting. John, terrific talk this morning. Great insight, my friend. Appreciate you coming on the air with me again, and we'll buckle the seatbelts. We got a quick 10, 11 days or so, and we'll reconvene again there on that Wednesday after Election Day. Should be interesting.
Looking forward to it.